Welcome to Natural Recovery from Suffering. This is Scott Killaby. The secret is buried is my way of saying that buried emotions create not only suffering, but the self-limiting beliefs, the I can'ts, all of the stuff that blocks us from doing what we want, living the life we want, you know, manifesting, as they say in The Secret. All that's real, by the way. Don't scoff at The Secret and the manifesting thing, but some of it is just magical thinking and how they talk about it. Truth is, the unconscious is driving everything. The unconscious blocks us because there are unmet needs there with the buried emotions in the body. And so we need safety and love above all else, because that's tied to those buried emotions from childhood. So that's why we sabotage ourselves, where we'll say, oh, I want to put up that website, but the system goes, well, we're going to stop you from doing this and this and this, and you have to get love here so you can't say that, and you have to get this approval so you can't do that, and you got to do that this way. And it's taking care of you at a level that you can't detect. Trust me, and I'll show you, or we will show you, the conditioning in your body that does all this. And so the sabotage is going on, being driven by something, you could say, below the surface of the water. If you imagine an iceberg, the operating system is down there. And then at the tip is everything we're experiencing. And what we might experience, like wanting to put up the website, but instead procrastination at the tip, meaning here in our conscious awareness. But at an unconscious level, where the trauma is buried in the body, the conditioning is saying, hold this emotion back, stay safe, get love. In other words, don't. There's a big I can't and don't and no there. That is very undetectable until it's triggered in some way, like through a trigger or through what we call here reverse inquiry. So reverse inquiry is like you feel into your body and say, I can ask that girl out on a date, pull someone up, or that guy. It's that thing in your body that says, say it a couple times. I can just walk up and ask her on a date. It's more than just a little nerves. It's like the body, if you keep doing it, the body starts to contract and, like, you know, or I can go just sing out loud in the street. No. See, only if you want to do that. See, we're just stopping ourselves of things that we want to do, things that we might need to do for our health, things, all that stuff. We're blocking ourselves because what we really need, understand this, is safety, love, approval, and other childhood needs met. And that's all being driven by something unconscious. If you understand that, then I want to tell you about how I work with people in my 90-day intensive. Is because the reason I created that is because I watched my life change. The first thing that happened is the chronic nerve pain went away. I've talked about that years ago. But then just my life came alive and my relationships changed and everything just got clearer, and just my whole consciousness, the embodiment of presence happened. I've seriously just gone through a massive and very, I'm grateful for it too, transformation. But there's just all these little things that have happened that I've not told you guys about. Because when you start to tap into the unconscious, it's like you can see the operating system. Finally, the thing that's been driving you is within your accessible awareness with this work. And things are not as they appear. That's why I come on here almost every day to talk, because it's, you know, not only are we not the stories and the beliefs, but like we're this iceberg consciousness, because we're not even aware at all of what's under the water, the buried emotions, the frozen fear that I'm talking about. We have no consciousness of it. None. It doesn't arise to awareness. We don't feel anger. If we're anger repressors, that's exactly what we don't feel. Or if we're sadness repressors, that's exactly what we can't feel. So it's buried. And then at the surface or the tip is like anything but that. See it? So it's like a duality, the main duality. Because under the water in the body is what's really unsafe. The fear of getting hurt and the fear of the buried anger, that's really unsafe. And then what we show is what's safe, right? Like, I'm good. calm, peaceful. I'm compassionate. No, I'm not a bad person. No, we have all these defenses. What we don't realize is often a coping mechanism for buried anger. Simply because we held anger back, anger became a big deal, but only to our unconscious, which says just hold that back. And then at the surface, we appear falsely to others. Why? To stay safe and get love and approval. See that? So that more depthful understanding came with KI, because before I was just saying that everything arises and falls to awareness and there's no self. And that's just very limited wisdom. Because although it's ultimately true, until you process buried emotions, you can't even see why the suffering is coming up. It's like being unconscious in that and just witnessing stuff come and go. And spirituality was further blinding me by saying, and I was saying as a teacher, watch things just come and go into nothingness and come out of nothingness. And like this mysterious kind of arising and falling spontaneity. But really, no. All of that was being driven by the need to stay safe and get love. That's why all that was coming up. And by talking about it as some mysterious and wondrous, you know, we just keep it alive and glamorize it. When truth is we can end suffering, because all that is our duality that we create from these unprocessed emotions. We're creating the duality. So just, you know, once you understand that, and I mean, don't just, not in your head, but you start to see it in your awareness of how this works. You start to see these other things about being free and how people approach that in ways that end up being avoidant. Because once you understand and really start to grok that your system produces the suffering that you see, it changes your attitude about just allowing things. It certainly changes your attitude about resisting things, because it's like now you know your system produces that story. So to resist the story or the emotion there is like double resistance. Because it's like the story comes from the buried anger. The story is like, no, I'm a good person. Don't call me bad. But it's coming from the resistance to buried anger. So when the story comes, if we resist that, of course, that's more resistance. So that to me, of course, is obvious and was always obvious as a teacher, of course. It just means allow it all. But then I started to question this allow it all, because of course you want to allow what arises. That, I think, hang around as what you really are, and that's just the way to be with things. I mean, that's a start. But as if allowing it all will end the suffering. Well, see, not just end the suffering, because that would also end the sabotage. And that's what I bought into, is if I sit here and just allow it all, somehow I'll stop whatever sabotage I see in my life. And I did that. I just engaged in the spiritual practice, kind of just see it all come and go. There's no self. And I just sat there, in a sense, for years. I mean, I got up, you know, to do things, but I just saw there wasn't a self. But then I had all this buried anger, which created this energetic inertia, which I think is, if you understand what I mean, is very common. It's like, well, it includes depression, fatigue, procrastination, all these states where we stop ourselves, sabotage. But even when you wake up to awareness, it's the thing that just has you sitting there going, okay, I'm awake. It's not, there's no I there, but there's a way. And now what do I do? And there's still suffering. And I don't know what I want to do. And I don't really want to do anything. Oh, and the world is an illusion anyway. Why bother? And all this stuff came up for me, like that, like the teachings came in, which said like, well, it's all an illusion. And I could tell that it was an illusion, but my body hadn't agreed yet. You see, that's the problem. That's why I say go to the body first, because there was my body holding on to buried anger. There was my consciousness experiencing presence. The body wasn't agreeing with the presence realization. So the body was just keeping me, so to speak, stuck in this state of like being awake, but in inertia. And that's where I started to research depression and fatigue. I had just a tinge of kind of everything like that, procrastination in that, but yet I was awake. And the research showed me that that's buried emotions and often buried anger. So how does that apply to the secret is buried? Well, there it is. We just bury our life force. If we had our life force online, that would be one part that we need. There's another part. I'll explain that in a second. But we first need our life force online. So if we buried our anger, our hurt, our sadness, the fear that's frozen, that's all of our, as Thomas Hubel says, our unrealized potential offline. Of course, we're going to sabotage ourselves. See? We don't even know what it's like to be ourselves. And we have buried emotions, certainly to live and embody that. And so we can't expect sabotage to end. If we just have an initial awakening or do a little bit of work here or there, and we still haven't gotten to the buried emotions. Well, I got to the buried emotions, and you can too here. And that's the one indispensable, I say, step in truly ending sabotage, because we create that from the unconscious. If you have no consciousness of that, I don't know how you're ending sabotage. Please, please, write in the comments how you have ended sabotage if you don't see that the unprocessed fear in your body produces blocks. So, I mean, yeah, you can witness blocks, but that's not ending sabotage. That's your system producing blocks, and you're just being with what you produce. But to end sabotage is the blocks aren't there. And you can just do what you want for the most part. Energetically is what it is. It's all energetically. It has nothing to do with our kind of like our state of awareness, because yeah, it does. You have to have awareness. But if you have buried emotions, you have awareness and blocks. I live like that. So you really need the energetic aspect of it, which is the potential that we've locked away, as Thomas Hubel says, these frozen emotions. So the second part of it, it's actually just one thing. It's process the buried emotions that create the sabotage, the blocks. But then here's the second thing. Move. I'll just say it in a simple word. Get off your ass. But it's not like the old stuff from like parents, like pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get up and send that email, boy, and get a job. It's not that. Because you're going to have your life force online. And what happened for me is like, okay, now I'm ready because I have all this energy. I mean, I've never felt anything like this before in my whole life, to have like, it feels like all my energy is online. My anger is available. I don't store it. I've done so much work on frozen fear that I can't find any. If I do, I'll let you know. Except for when I had COVID, and that brought something up because it's connected to the immune system. I processed that. But just the energy that's online. And it's, don't, you know, here's the mind. The mind might say, oh, you mean like you're really anxious? No. A hammer only sees nails. What I'm saying is anxiety comes from emotional repression. Check that, look that up. No, I'm saying your life force, energy, like abundance. Don't call that spiritual stuff woo-woo. I'm telling you, some of that new age stuff is really true. Like your life force, your energy, like, you know, a lot of people in repression come to non-duality and they kind of poo-poo on the woo-woo. You know what I mean? Poo-poo on the woo-woo. Have you done it? I did it. I poo-pooed on the woo-woo. It's like, what do you mean your energy, or like it's all energy, or that we block ourselves, or I don't even know the language. But the thing that about New Age that I don't agree is all the positive vibe thing. That comes from repression of negative stuff. But in terms of some of that stuff is really true. Like living in abundance and flow, you can live that. You really can. That, you know, you have to be careful when you come to non-duality, because certain teachers will just, like, it ends up being a really dead realization. Stale. Go read The End of a New Earth by Eckhart Tolle, if you haven't, where he talks about the three frequencies of being. That's a teaching you can trust when it comes to descriptive, because we're an inquiry process here. His is like a descriptive teaching. He's also an instructive or prescriptive teaching, but he describes the frequencies of being very articulately. And I think that they're just conceptions, they're just words, but energy is energy. And in terms of communicating, it's about the best we have, I think, what he's written. And I'll just go over them real quick because it's so relevant to sabotage and how the secret is buried. It's like when you're on an awakening path, the first thing that happens for most people is awakening to awareness and what he calls the state or the frequency of acceptance, which means there's still suffering. He doesn't say that part, but what is there to accept, you know, unless there's suffering arising? So it's like witnessing, allowing if things arise and there's an acceptance with what is. People would even ask Eckhart questions about that. And this is what I like about him, even though his teaching doesn't get to repression. He's aware of these subjects, because somebody will say, well, Eckhart, so you say like if this sense of lack comes up, I should really just keep watching that and keep allowing that. He says, well, yeah. But at some point, you have to be interested in the end of suffering. And he went on and on about it. And I thought, thank you, Eckhart, because otherwise people are in this endless loop of, in that acceptance frequency. And I understood why he was saying it. Because he calls the next frequency inspiration. And, you know, that's not my favorite word or how to phrase that. But I understand what he's saying, because it's like the embodiment is a process. Whereas when you awaken to awareness, either suddenly or gradually, it's here now, awareness. But the energetic aspect of it is more like a spectrum. And the embodiment process really has to do with how much childhood buried emotions you're still driven by. You'll see that when you come to KI. But in a spiritual framework, when he says inspiration as the next frequency of being, he's just saying something less than embodiment, full embodiment. Because he calls that enthusiasm, the third and a final frequency of being. But inspiration is in spirit. So you might see yourself being more creative. I wrote like 10 times as many songs as I'd ever written right after my awakening, went in the sort of inspiration stage or frequency. But then there's the enthusiasm. And that's the... when I was referring to the flow, and that's real. That's all energetic. Thank you, Eckhart, because people need to hear that so they don't get hung up on the first frequency or just living a life where suffering just keeps being produced. Now, KI comes in to show you how you produce suffering so that you don't get stuck in the acceptance frequency. See that? Because it's still a bypass. It's better than living in just plain ego. But what we do is we put all this together so that you awaken to awareness here and you process the root of suffering. The processing of the root of suffering gets to the energetic aspect that Eckhart's talking about. Enthusiasm, embodiment. The awakening to awareness is, of course, the awareness that he talks about. We just have a lot of really good tools. He has some really good language. So those two things work together. If you want to know more about the secret being buried. Because when you're living in the enthusiastic way of being, there's no sabotage. None. Because there's no way you can live in that way, that frequency, and still have buried emotions. You can't have that level of energy. I've lived in all of these different frequencies. And it's just energetically different. It's not higher. That's how the mind might hear it. Like thinking of it as, oh, that's a spiritual ego, you think you're higher. No, that's still repression thinking, of just from limitation and lack and through that filter. This is all energy, and it's not personal. It's like, how much do you hold back? How much is there conditioning in your body that holds your natural life force back? It's universally something that all people could examine, no matter what culture or country they live in, or religion even. So where do we go with the secret being buried? I like Eckhart's language. It just doesn't, there's no pathway there, but there is here in KI. Put the two together. And with KI, you'll start to see how, well, this is what I learned. The acceptance frequency includes still sabotage, because you're accepting things that are arising, but those things that are arising are usually things like still like, I'm not good enough. Like a recurring old trigger that's, you know how it is, that kind of just doesn't want to go away. And it stops you more than you know, because you can witness that story come and going to awareness. But the very fact that the story is there is the indicator that there are buried emotions still. When there are buried emotions, there's sabotage. So you can witness things, but that doesn't mean you're living, of course, in that enthusiastic frequency. It just means you're witnessing the blocks that are being created. You're living in acceptance of your own suffering. And a lot of people don't understand that and how that frequency does not end sabotage or end suffering. And that's what Eckhart was saying to the questioner who said, well, should I just sit here and allow things forever? So what's the practical path here? Pick up KI, learn how to do it, make conscious how you block yourself. Instead of just witnessing in that first frequency of being, which is where kind of everyone starts, rest as awareness, meditate, and allow everything. That's good to do that when you're not doing KI. It's just rest, allow. But you have to remember that when you go to KI, you see why you're having to allow all that stuff. Because when you do KI, you discover the buried emotions that create that each time you do the inquiry. So you're becoming aware of what's under the water in the iceberg, instead of just what's arising here at the tip, which you're allowing. See that? So it's, unless you've done work with buried emotions, it might not make sense, but if you can think about it as an iceberg, when Eckhart talks about acceptance, he's saying that there's an awareness of the stuff that's coming and going at the tip, that you are the awareness, or more and more recognition of that as things come and go. There's this acceptance. But the thing here is, under the water, where the buried emotions are, they're still producing the suffering that you're allowing at the tip. See that? In the inspiration state, there's been a deepening. In other words, there's much less suffering. And so you can feel, it's safer to feel inspired to like create and do and be, but there's still going to be sabotage, because again, the enthusiasm is where this embodiment. And when he says inspiration, I know what he means. This is energy. So it's not like your consciousness announces this frequency. You are now in the inspiration state. It's just that you get to leave behind quite a bit of the witnessing at a certain point in realization, because there isn't that much arising. It does not mean you're not sabotaging yourself or that you can't get a disease or anything like that, because repression is still there, most likely. But there's inspiration more and more. Now, and to just, you know, write, create, do, be. However, you really want that deeper freedom. And for that enthusiasm, you want to really process how you block yourself. You want to live in that way where you don't block yourself. You have to have that insight and that transformation around that. You can't just be in the frequency of acceptance or inspired more than you were from that. Because if you understand what realization really is, It's so profound and yet very simple, you know, very simply human, but very profound too. When you're processing at the level of buried emotions, the duality itself is dissolving in your life, not just the stories and the shadows, but the energetic sense of separation in your body, the contraction, the actual buried emotions being transmuted energetically. So it's not just that you're no longer blocking yourself, it's the world that you saw, your world, the world, is just your own creation. The world that you see isn't out there. It's what you create because of what you can't feel yet. And once you feel that, transmute that, that world of duality that you created is not there. What's there to block you? People will say, well, what would I want to do? I would just sit in a void. No, that's your mind, because you don't have the energetic aspect online yet. This is very energetic. When you sit there in the mind and imagine somebody who just, there's no world and no self, it's like your own, that's fear. And imagining something because you can't yet feel those emotions that need to be felt to really be free. It's not a void. We were just making up a world of separation. It's not like that we have to say there's nothing there when we're done. Our authentic being is here, each of us. And the conventional duality remains. I'm Scott, you're Joe, all that. But there isn't any suffering in it. It's not being created from pain. It's being created because it's your consciousness. you can create your life when you're awake much more than you ever could when you were asleep to the root of suffering. See, now you can take action. So I'll leave you with this. When people work with me, I don't just show them how to do inquiry. Like in my 90-day intensive, I work with them like on the very habits that they have in their life that they've been doing since they were kids. And I start with the main habit, which is just the habit of suffering. That's really the only habit. It's just a way of generalizing it to say that in that person's body is this need to stay safe and get love with the buried emotions. So whatever sabotage they're experiencing or any other suffering is going to be coming from that. So they're going to have other habits like addictions or other things that they do, coping mechanisms to deal with the suffering. And that's part of the habit of suffering. And their system is going to resist an inquiry process, most likely, because it interrupts or disrupts that habit of suffering. But when I'm working with people in the 90-day program, I use what James Clear writes about in his book, Atomic Habits, which is, you don't want to set out to do something like, I'm going to end suffering, or use KI to do something big. Don't get any big ideas. They're not going to happen, as Radiohead says, because you'll overwhelm yourself, and that's how we don't get free. So what I would say is, just like James says, is I'm going to show you how to do like 2 minutes of inquiry or less on something that happens for you every day, the kind of suffering. And if you do just 2 minutes or less, I want you to watch how that inquiry takes off and it starts to change what you're doing naturally, because it's coming from the need to stay safe and get love, that form of suffering. If it's procrastination, it's coming from that. If it's like a fatigue or something or a belief system, it's coming from that. Once you're armed with the skill to see that it's coming from buried emotions, you are empowered to make that conscious and watch that change. But your system will fight it and want to go back to the procrastination. That's okay, because when it does, you're already doing inquiry. Again, you've already created the habit, you and I have. So you keep working with it. But every time you work with the procrastination, it just shows you exactly where it's coming from. And you get all that insight in to see that it's really buried hurt or anger or whatever it is for you. That insight changes things because then you can see how each story, each block, each shadow comes from that same unprocessed emotion or emotions. There's a direct insight and a direct seeing. So it's not just that it transmutes the energy over time so that you move differently in life, but it also, you get all the insight as to why you never could. And that insight, that becomes your new way of being. You know, that gets integrated into your being so that when you're moving differently in the world, you have that clarity of consciousness, that wisdom that allows you to take action with this new insight about who you are and what drives you. Just, it's the clarity of just being embodied and no longer having an operating system that's unconsciously driving you and not knowing how it's blocking you. You have that kind of consciousness here if you go deep enough. And so then the blocks dissolve because just like, well, Eckhart says, you're in that, when you go deep enough here, you're in a natural, enthusiastic way. It's natural recovery. That's why we call it that. It's just you living your life and you're no longer blocking yourself. You're no longer producing suffering to stay safe and get love. Don't make that an end point because that's just how you stay safe right now from buried emotions, to sit there and go, I'm going to sit there and seek that. You just incorporate that seeking in the process. That's just another way you stay safe. Ending self-sabotage does require action. But we don't have any historical data when we clear buried emotions about what action looks like. So what you'll do, you'll need the insight that you get from processing buried emotions to know how to move and when to speak up, when to set boundaries, when to be clear, and why to be clear. And that's what ends the sabotage. All the insight that comes from processing what was blocking you. It's like just being given everything you need, the wisdom that you need to just be yourself, which is what you always wanted. But you were denying it because those emotions were unsafe. If you're interested in that, I'll go into more detail if you want. Click on the link in the description. And come and talk to me for free about whether this 90-day program is a fit or there's another mentorship program that I have, a different level of support if you like one-on-one. But if you're not interested in one-on-one, don't come and talk to me yet through that link. You can click on the link, though. And I would just say this. If you wanted to come talk to me about the Jumpstarter group, hold off because talking to me is about one-on-one, as I said. I think it's a no-brainer. Like if you don't want to do one-on-one and you want to do KI, do the KI Jumpstarter group. If I have to talk you into doing the group, you're not ready for KI yet. That's why you don't need to come talk to me because the group is the next best offering that I have. And it's specifically for people who know they want to learn KI and don't want to do it one-on-one. And I suggest the group over sessions. Sessions are not ideal for learning KI, it's like the last resort. So one-on-one is best. KI Jumpstarter is second. Sessions and or just joining our mentorship space and doing the work on your own is like third. If you want to know what we've learned that works the best, there you go. You can find that in the description in the link. Thank you.